Almost a quarter of pregnant women say they've been around secondhand smoke. This, according to new research, is linked to changes to how their baby's genes are regulated. This, in turn, could increase the risk of developmental disorders and some diseases. The study conducted at Virginia Commonwealth University is the first to connect secondhand smoke during pregnancy with modifications to disease-related genes measured at birth. In the simplest terms, the study supports the idea that many adult diseases have their origins in environmental exposures during pregnancy. These can include stress, poor nutrition, pollution, and, of course, tobacco smoke. We know now that no level of smoke exposure is safe. Yet, experts are still learning the extent of the damage done by this toxin. It's a far cry from the days of being asked, smoking or non-smoking, when entering a restaurant. The good news is that methods for quitting smoking have evolved too. There's a myriad of safe and effective methods for expectant parents to kick the habit if they're pregnant, planning to get pregnant, or have young children at home. Smokefree.gov is a great place to start, and that is a breath of fresh air. The First 5 Years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Doug Lent.